disgyn i Morris, walk over the ergyd. Where's Baines? Where's Baines? Di sgorio dros gap Ceir Connor.
Ac mae Cwpan Cymru 2017-2018 yn mynd i Ceir Connor. Mae hynny yn o'n
cyflwyno y Cwpan i George Horan. A Ceir Connor ydi enillwyr Cwpan Nathaniel MG.
Hey Cam, speaking with yourself now, obviously after Tuesday's announcement that we'd won the JD Cymru Premier title. Jay, what does that mean to you personally?
An immensely proud achievement, Nick, I think, for everybody involved. You know, it was just still quite surreal, to be honest. I think when the news come out, and there's lots of murmurings about it. We were aware of the meeting that occurred on Friday, where all teams had, you know, made the right decision. You know, it was, the league could never continue its current way, and it was a difficult call for FAW. You know, they can't do right by doing wrong at times because everyone, you know, is out for themselves. But this was, it was the right call. I think even when the BBC Sport Wales announced it first, you know, I know myself, Andy, quite pessimistic at times. You want that clarity, you don't want to get too. So we were still waiting for that FAW announcement to get that completely confirmed. And when it did, it was just, I said, it was a euphoric moment, Nick, because it was such an achievement and such a magnitude of achievement because, you know, we were not expected to win the league this year. As everyone knows, the budget had changed. It was still a fantastically competitive budget, but the aim from day one was European football. You know, the squad was smaller than it had been previous years, and to actually go above and beyond the initial target and win the league for the first ever time. And most importantly, and proud, I think, for the area and the whole club is the looking forward to Champions League football. You know, the unfortunately, we have had that opportunity to lift in front of the crowd and fans, which is a bit of a negative. But the biggest positive of all is, you know, we're all absolutely buzzing and ecstatic, looking forward to Champions League football, which is something so many can only dream about.
At the beginning of the season, could you realistically have foreseen that not only the first team would have won the league, but also the under-19s and the under-18s? And just to touch on a weird statistic that I spotted, that all three teams only actually lost two games each in the entire campaign as well.
It's an unbelievable stat, Nick. You know, I think when you just mentioned to me earlier, I wasn't aware of that. But again, it does that really promotes our ethos, you know, our model. We talk about a lot, one club model. It's all great having a first team that's successful, and that's obviously the pinnacle, the most important one, obviously. But all your academy down from 19s to 8s, being competitive, developing players ready for that level now, you know, our players now have got to be good enough to arguably be a Champions League player and a Welsh Premier League winning player. That's what they're aiming for now, which is great. But yeah, the 18s, 19s, as well documented, we recruited really well. We did have a good crop of players this year. We knew they were going to have a chance. And that's huge credit again to Ian Bennett and Jordan Parry in previous years and how that has developed. But what Gareth Richards did in coming in and how he progressed the programme the full time even more, with support of his staff, Richard Casato, Antonio, Matt Sampson, Kev Manley, to win the 18s and 19s league is an incredible achievement. And to arguably, people talk about the hat-trick because we've won the 18s, 19s and first team, but obviously from the first team point as well, win the League Cup, which was a double. To have four of those trophies just shows what a historic season it is, Nick. You know, and every single person from player, staff, committee, volunteers, everyone should be immensely proud of something that is a quite remarkable achievement.
You talk about the strength throughout the entire club as well, and obviously we can't forget our ladies team, first season ever. And they've actually finished as runners-up in their league as well after finishing, obviously, the season on a points-per-game tally again.
Again, another huge achievement, Nick. And something that we're not... I've been in contact with Zara throughout this. A great conversation with her just a few days ago, and they're planning, her and Cassie are planning for next season well. Second in the league. And with if those remaining games would have played, I've no doubt that they would have gone on to win the league because they were. It was, unfortunately, a bit of a stop-start league for them. But I believe their achievement in the Welsh Women's Cup was also historic in itself. You know, I was at that game where they defeated Port Talbot, a team from two divisions higher, making the national semi-finals. And that is something, again, to add to this season, an accolade and achievement, which was immense. You know, and that's, it's really positive because the restructuring has just come out from the FAW with the ladies' leagues. And, you know, it's something that's really exciting for us, and We're looking at the next step to get into tier one eventually, where we need to add a 19s ladies team as well to work alongside a senior ladies team. Really exciting. And then from that to add the academy as well, 16s, 14s, 12s, all have progressed in the Academy Cup to their finals, bar the season pending. So Dale Johnson, yeah. Matt Griffiths, 16s, Leighton Sumner, Mick in the 14s, and Ben Nash, Anthony Weaver in the 12s. It's quite a historic season, and shows the strength in depth across the whole club, which is so, so important.
Just going back to the first team victory, though, is there a specific game or a time frame in the season for you that you think, yeah, that's probably where we secured the title?
Great question, Nick. I've heard a lot of people answer this because there's no, you know, it's very opinionated based. I heard Tom yesterday, Tom Hughton, secretary, talk about the Cardiff Met game. That was quite the last minute. Chris Owens' delivery in the own goal, that was quite a turning point. But it'd be hard to disagree with Andy's, because I think a lot of people throw the TNS victory at the Deeside Stadium in Craig Curran's goal, and arguably if TNS had won that game and the week after would have been different, TNS would have won the league. So there's no doubt about how important that goal, that performance was. But I would agree with Andy on the TNS away. And we lost the game. And it's also quite a good example of how defeats are lessons. And I think the key with that game is we were the better team. And for the first time ever, I think stats backed it up. It wasn't an opinion. You know, we were the better team. Possession was 51-49, which people are always gobsmacked with when you play TNS, and that's brought down and down. Our GPS data showed that we ran more, so you could argue, you know, we had perception. Are we the fitter team now? Have we worked to that level to overtake them? And how we performed, the chance we created, and obviously everybody knows the penalty that wasn't given for them to turn on the other end and score, you know, and fair play, it was a great break from them. Mm-hmm. But there was a feeling in that dressing room after, and again, led by Andy, and also led by players. I think it was the first time. Was a belief. Yeah, we can do this now. There's not an inferiority. All the bases we have to cover now to compete with them, you know, because they're a fantastic team, Nick. You know, I've a huge, huge respect for what TNS have done, because there's a big difference to win the league once and win the league 9 out of 10, as they have, and more. You know, it's incredible. And again, for me personally, what Mike Harris, Ian Williams, the managers there now, Scott Rusko, Steve Evans, I've got huge, huge respect for them and what they've done and achieved. And that's what everyone's striving for, you know, and that's what everyone should be striving for. But I think that game was the catalyst, really, that really pushed us on, and the mentality of players and staff as well, myself included. I think the belief then entered that, yeah, we can do this. I think ultimately, though, the league also was won from the split, Nick. You know, when you get into that top half, those 10 games are so difficult. You know, it just becomes a completely different league in itself. And our record in those four games to record what we recorded, you know, 10 points in 12 was phenomenal. And to do that at the time of the league split, we were fully, fully deserved to be league champions.
For you personally as well, it's been a long journey to this point. You started with the club 10 years ago. When we'd just been relegated into the Hughes Grey Alliance at the time, at that point, did you ever see winning the league as your long-term goal sort of thing?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting one, this, Nick, because, as you said, it's my full temp season now as assistant manager, working or interim manager at times, and every role you need to be required. I remember it. I remember it well when we'd just been relegated from the Welsh Premier, the restructuring, and at that point, we're in the Cymru Alliance. And all the journey across that period and setbacks and failures and lessons and the resilience that we all shown to then finally get to this point exactly 10 years to win the Welsh Premier. You know, it shows what can be achieved. It shows the journey. As I said, it was, you try and set your targets 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5 years. It's all nice and well and good. But one of mine, and again, something I've actually still got, was a personal note. It was actually a uni assignment I had to do, which was vision of the club going into one of your first roles outside of university. And an ultimate goal was, and I've got it on a piece of paper still, was to win the Welsh Premier. And it's very much a dream then, Nick. You know, you've got to aim high. You've got to aim for things like that. You've got to have your bit of luck. You've got to have things fall into place. But the journey looking back and all the steps we progressed as a club and everything that we took and everything that come together to pull together in this, winning the league as we have, it's quite remarkable. And, you know, it's quite, you know, I'd like to think it'd be quite inspiring for other clubs to see, other people to see, of what can be achieved. You know, if everyone pulls together, if you've got clarity, if you've got vision, you've got good planning, and most importantly, you've got good people, you know, and I think that is something at Connors Quay that we're so fortunate with across all sectors. And that combined with hard work, with knowledge, enthusiasm, love for it, you know, got so many people who love the club, love everything we do, it culminates and to then be Welsh Premier League champions is fantastic end to that.
You're saying people that love the club, it's also the fans that love the club as well. Whilst they're not loads of them, we have plenty that do come, and they do come and follow us all over the country. Have you got anything you'd like to say to those fans as well, obviously?
I think Victoria's, Roycroft, our chair's interview yesterday was bang on. I think she worded it really well about quality, not quantity. You know, yes, we're not naive. We don't have the biggest fan base, but ultimately then, Nick, I've said this numerous times, when you take our Welsh Cup final appearances, our League Cup final, we bring more than anybody. You know, what we can bring together from the community, from the academy, is immense. You know, hopefully now that can really push on and get weekly. But yeah, for our most loyal and you'd argue hardcore supporters who've travelled the country, you know, huge thank you, because the players are so appreciative of it. The staff are so appreciative of it. They are the extra man. So, and you know, as you know, travelling across Wales is not easy. It's not motorway based. You know, those journeys are difficult, and them South Wales trips. And they do, and we have got a real strong core fan base that have travelled the country with us. And again, this will be quite a good experience to, when we do get our hands on a trophy, to share it with them. And when all this settles down, hopefully really bring the community together and our fans together and really celebrate together.
Absolutely. Just a final point. A couple of weeks ago, we spoke obviously on one of these interviews, and you sort of touched on a couple of games from the past that were your key moments in history at Connors Quay. Would this now trump all of those for you personally?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think, that, you know, look, to get Europa League football is immense. You know, that is an incredible achievement in itself. To get Champions League football and win the JD Welsh Cymru Premier title, you know, there's so many clubs out there that it'll never happen to. So many clubs that's happened to once. It is such a special achievement, and it's such a culmination of everybody's work, at top of the game. And to be, you know, it's proud to be able to say, Nick, we are the best football club in the country. You know, that's not an easy title to earn. And the Welsh Premier for me is stronger than ever, you know, and I think that's what makes the achievement even more euphoric, really, because you know, all the teams in there now, everyone spoke about us and TNS or who's going to win the league. You know, we included Ball and Barry in that. You know, Ballytown could have easily gone on the run with the six games, with the team they have and the investment they have with the backing. You know, we look what Barry Town have done in recent years. There's so many clubs now that can actually go and achieve this, and it makes it even more difficult. But to be at end of the season, to have achieved it, and to be the underdog in that achievement as well, to overachieve and surpass a TNS team with a much larger budget, a much more longer term infrastructure and all those things, it just, it tops it off even more, Nick. And I think for me personally, I'm trying to do a lot of, you know, the phone hasn't stopped, I think, for all of us, you know, and it's a huge thank you to everyone of colleagues, family, Welsh football family in general, football family across the world that have congratulated, but it also hasn't stopped in our work. You know, we're planning immediately, we're doing everything we need to do, to try and be competitive and compete for that league title and European spaces again. So, yeah, it was immense, Nick. And I think probably in a few weeks' time, we'll really understand of what a momentous achievement it is and how proud everybody involved should be.
Looking to the future, is it a case of going again when we can, obviously, and looking to retain that title as well?
No question, Nick. I think, you know, you're trying to take a lot from clubs that have won leagues in the past, across all sectors, but I think there's a big difference to winning a league and having then a longevity with it where you could be competing for a number of years. Could you create a next dynasty? You know, you've got, again, I'll go back to TNS, to win 9 out of 10 is incredible. You know, it's absolutely incredible. And I think all the teams in the Cymru Premier will now improve again, as they have every year. So it's going to be more difficult. So we have to work. But again, that's something within our DNA. We know that. We do preach it. We do believe that we work harder than anybody else. As players, as staff, myself, Andy, Craig, have been nonstop since. You know, we had a nice night of celebrating, a few vodka oranges and Bailey's late on. But, you know, straight away it was up early in the morning, and it was calls, it was agents, it was players, it was planning, it was our vision. You know, Gary Dewhurst, as owner, straight involved. He's got clarity. He's visioning, he's pushing us, which has always been a huge key compartment to it. And I think that's what's key. You know, there'll be no resting on laurels. This will be progressing 100% to try and do everything we can to do all the initial steps, which is, you know, going through every year. It's, can you gain into the top six first? Can you gain a European place? Can you gain top position? Can you win the league? You know, there'll be no slacking from us in any way, shape or form. It'll be progressing 100% to try and compete again.